There's nothing more tiring to me than being around someone we would call a know-it-all. At the same time, I get very impatient around people who see the world in black and white and need to have and know the answer to every question. Their behavior becomes positively neurotic if they don't get answers. They either begin to think there's something wrong with them, or they get fixated on something and can't settle down and go on with life not knowing the answer. All of this comes to my mind on this feast by the woman who's put before us. It might bother and upset some whose devotion and images of the Blessed Mother would suggest that she somehow was all-knowing in her openness to God's plan, but I don't think she was. And I don't think so, and the scriptures back me up. The fact that she wondered and pondered what all this meant is important for us. There's an old tradition that suggests that the information Luke has about the birth of Christ and about his mother came from the Blessed Mother herself, who may have told him what he repeats. Nonetheless, when Luke tells us that she pondered all these things in her heart, I think he's saying that she did not have it all figured out. And so went on with her life in spite of that fact. To me, this is one of the best and greatest lessons that she teaches us. It's a great gift. Having a crisis of faith over something that happens when you do not know why or wonder if God is really with us and for us is the point. She did not know what that angel's message meant. She did not know what was going on with those shepherds. And later, she didn't understand what Simeon was talking about that day they presented the child in the temple. She just believed in the providence and love of God. She simply trusted that God's will and God's plan, whatever it was, would be for the best. So she kept all these things in her heart, Luke tells us. That doesn't mean she understood and knew what was going to happen next. For her, it was a matter of believing that even though events she did not understand were going on around her, God was with her. Thomas Aquinas says that reason cannot grasp the ways of God. And so if something doesn't seem reasonable, it doesn't mean that God's not involved. In fact, trying to impose reason upon God and God's acts is really nothing more than a big power play, since knowledge and understanding often goes with power and control. We do not have to know what God's doing or why things happen. Faith and trust in God allows us to move on and move forward in life with the assurance that even though I don't understand, God does. This is the first thing that we learn from Mary, the Mother of God. And there will be more, but the first lesson this mother teaches is a lesson on trust that springs from faith. Even though we may not understand, and even though we may not be able to explain things that happen, we remain faith-filled and humble before the mighty works of God. The Greek word that's translated as ponder suggests a kind of internal conversation, a dialogue that seeks to comprehend and put pieces together. It seems to me that this is, for most of us, a lifelong project during which we acknowledge that God's ways are not our ways. Mary teaches us to believe, as she did, that God's in charge of all things. And lack of our comprehension does not and should not and must not keep us from life, from faith, and most of all, from hope. As we celebrate the mother today, so we also celebrate the son, which is nothing less than an opportunity to share in divine life, which is a mystery. And like Mary, we have to ponder it in our lives and go on living with hope and trust and with joy.